So what exactly might a pharmacist prescribe to someone? Like, what role do they play?
So it is about defining what is prescribing. And you can get quite philosophical about this if you want to. But you're right. If you go into a pharmacy now, if you have something that's fairly common, like a common cold, the pharmacist will make a recommendation for treatment. It could be a cough syrup. It could just be some good old-fashioned home-based care, a cup of herbal tea. In a sense, that is prescribing something. If we go to the other end, we're talking about more chronic conditions where somebody does require medication that perhaps needs a bit more monitoring around, and that's typically the sorts of things that a doctor would prescribe and generate a script for. When we talk about pharmacist prescribing, there's all sorts of models of how that could happen. So as a minimum, what the pharmacists do is they work collaboratively with the GPs or the hospital doctors, and they might be authorised to adjust medication regimens. So the doctor may determine what the initial treatment is and then hand over to the pharmacist to monitor that therapy. So they might actually be looking at, you know, test results, pathology results, and the pharmacist will do the dosage adjustments according to the person's response to treatment. The next step up from that is the pharmacist might be monitoring that response and say, actually, this medicine doesn't seem to be working. There are alternate options that might suit that person better. So the pharmacist might actually then change to another medication. So there's that through to what we call independent prescribing, where the pharmacist is fairly unrestricted in what they could prescribe. They'd obviously be set up in a clinic scenario and they do some checks and then they would prescribe what's appropriate for the patient. We're looking at specialised areas where there's a need. So asthma management, blood pressure, high blood pressure and so on, or cholesterol management.
And you'd mentioned high blood pressure before. Mm. High blood pressure is the layman's term for something called hypertension.
Absolutely.
And you were looking at the management of hypertension and how pharmacists can play a role in provision of more effective care. Why, without the pharmacist, does it seem that care is suboptimal?
Well, we know from all the data that's out there currently that we have a high burden of cardiovascular disease, and that's fairly typical in most Western countries. Partly it's due to the ageing of the population, but we know there's lots of lifestyle issues. And one of the key risk factors tied to the lifestyle issues is hypertension, so high blood pressure. And if that's not managed well, you are going to get this burden of cardiovascular disease and this mortality associated with it. So heart attacks and strokes and so on. When studies have been done and they've tried to drill down into the root causes, hypertension is probably the most common risk factor for that whole sequelae of events. And we've seen that whilst patients do present to a doctor and they do get the diagnosis and treatment is initiated, 50% of them don't actually adhere to that regimen.
So why not?
It's a few things. One is that by the time they've actually gone through all of those diagnostic processes, I think both the GP and the patient are a little bit worn out with all of that. So it's quite an achievement to get to the diagnosis and initiate that treatment. And then the prospect of going on to a medication that's going to be lifelong, especially if it's the first time you've had to use lifelong medicines, can be quite overwhelming. So there's a lot of, I guess, patient confusion. They're overwhelmed by information, and it is quite a task to commit to something over the long term. And in general practice, we know the doctors don't have the capacity to see all the patients they want to, so consultations tend to be quite short. So what's been explored at the moment is what are the alternate ways that we can still ensure that a patient gets that diagnosis through the doctor, but then as the follow-on, once they've had time to process that information and they've moved on to the next step of getting their medicines, what can we do to provide some value at that point of care? And they're coming obviously to the pharmacist to get things dispensed. So what can we do in that pharmacy space that will allow the patient to get the information, the right amount of counselling, but also that ongoing support where they can be monitored through blood pressure checks in the pharmacy and also have their doses adjusted through the pharmacist prescribing?
Why don't we do this already?
There's a number of reasons. One is pharmacist prescribing is a new concept in Australia. And because it is a new concept, practitioners in Australia are not quite familiar with what a pharmacist might be able to do in this space. So there's been a lot of learning from overseas models and becoming familiar with that and looking to the research that's been done to see how it works and how effective it is. And I think, too, it's about what the patient wants. And, you know, we've been very careful in Australia to make sure that we understand what the patient needs are. Would this be an acceptable model of care for them? Would they be happy for a pharmacist to be engaged in that management in that way? So we have done some work in that space, and patients are really quite accepting of it. They appreciate the conveniences of it. And also patients generally have a very good rapport with their local pharmacy. Mm. We're quite lucky in Australia in that the health system is set up in a way that allows people to establish those relationships.
And what about training pharmacists to be able to provide this service? Because of the study in which I initially contacted you about, yeah. You were looking at, I guess, like a select group of pharmacists who felt that they would be confident to be able to provide that care. It said most, so were some thinking they weren't confident to be able to do that?
Yeah. This, as you have pointed out, is a very select group of pharmacists. So they've done quite a lot of training to drill down to medication-related problems, think about how to optimise prescribing. And they're also very experienced in communicating with doctors about prescribing decisions. So we asked them to consider a number of scenarios, some typical ones where patients would present with various problems with their high blood pressure management. And we asked them, you know, if this was your patient and you had unrestricted prescribing rights, what would you do in terms of managing them? And the responses were quite amazing. They provided us with a lot more detail than we anticipated. They were very holistic in their approach to management. So it wasn't just about prescribing a medicine. They looked at what lifestyle interventions they could recommend or prescribe to a patient, what sort of additional assessment would be required in terms of diagnostic tests, and then what considerations they would make in terms of choosing a medicine if that was the pathway they were going to go down.
And is that because they have that vocabulary already? They kind of know what medications or therapies would work for the management of hypertension?
Yeah, absolutely. They're tending to see people who are older with lots of medicines and very complex regimens. And hypertension is almost always going to be in the mix there. So as you say, they do have the vocabulary. And they're generating some treatment recommendations. So they're actually effectively saying to the doctor, here's what we would recommend that you prescribe to make this better for this individual. What's missing in that step is actually generating that prescription that goes out to a person that allows them to go and get their medicines dispensed. So they're prime candidates for actually looking at a prescribing role. What we would be looking for is pharmacists to identify or focus on where we do have health gaps so that they can focus on special areas or what we call therapeutic areas. High blood pressure is one of them, diabetes. So if we could get some pharmacists to, you know, upskill in those specialties, I think we can do a lot of good there.